I'm moving right now, and it's been a lot of work. It's kind of a national move and a local move mixed into one, and tons of distraction comes with that. So it fits right in to see if I can practice what I preach with not getting too involved with big positions or stuff that's going to make me feel compromised when I'm doing the move. Because, and any of you who move know that there's always a thing to do. There's a zillion things to do, and it can be super stressful. Last time I moved, I got myself pretty worked up, which was stupid because I knew what I had in front of me, and I let it get to me anyway. And this time, I'm feeling really calm about it, and I'm enjoying the process. I'm taking it in stride, and I'm looking at my positions that I'm in, and I'm keeping them manageable. I have stop orders. I'm checking in the morning to make sure that it's going the way I want it to go, and I'm just going to have to kind of lay by my dish a little bit for a week until I can refocus. And that's just okay. It's actually the best thing I can do, because if I start to get myself involved in stuff, I get irritated with people. I get sloppy with everything, and then I start losing money, and I'm acting like a dick to my wife, who's trying to do a lot of the move and work on stuff with me. So that's just not going to work. And I've tried that in the past, and it's not who I want to be. And it's all preventable if you're able to just kind of, if you don't want to be absorbing big losses and having wild swings while you're doing a move. And funny story is, last week I had two crowns from on my teeth that I had to get done. And I normally just have cavities or whatever, but I had two crowns, and I had a position on that was really going against me, and it got quite out of hand. And I have my Apple Watch, and I'm getting alerts as I'm getting this damn crown about how my position is it's going against me. And I see the price alert come up that it triggered something. So I get a text, and I couldn't do anything. I'm sitting in the chair, and the market was going to close by the time I got out. And I ended up surviving the situation with a small loss that I'm still nursing and trying to get out of. But I remember being so stressed out and just feeling like there's nothing I can do. And why the hell did I put myself in this position when I knew I was going to be in the dentist until the market closed? And there wasn't a chance that the position could do this. And sure enough, of course, it always does. That small thing that you don't want it to do at some point, that always happens to you. So I feel like I learned from that. Again, it's like you're always learning. And I'm going to definitely take that advice this week on the move to not be stupid about things. So that's kind of what I've been up to lately. And I've been a little more quiet because of that. The other thing is, I talked to a good friend who traded with me for 10, 12 years. And he was one of the best traders that I've been around. And he has been journeying through different things, trying to figure out. He's stepping away from day trading and lengthening his time frame as well. And he's tried a few different things, even kind of went over to the regular working world for a while and tried to repurpose his skills and looked for new challenges, and has come back to trading in his own way. And he was just so grateful for the freedom that this provides and the ability to not be told what to do and to show up when you want and make your own decisions and your own rules and have, you don't have to kiss up to anybody. It's all about your results, and you're accountable only to yourself, and just how refreshing and awesome that can be if you can pull that off. And I guess through him, I got a reappreciation for everything, just remembering that that's, at times it can be very stressful, but in the end, it's a great way to live.